Now, listen again.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Richard Baldwin, and I am the academic advisor here at the English Language Center. If you have any questions about applying to a university, or if you need help with your application, you can come see me in my office. So this morning, I want to give you a general introduction to the university system in the United States and Canada. First, I'm going to tell you about three types of university courses. And then my second main topic is course requirements. Course requirements, which means what you have to do in order to pass the course. Okay? So I'll talk about those two topics, and then you'll have time to ask questions before we take a break, okay? All right. Now, as I said, first I want to tell you about three types of university courses. And I should explain that I'm talking about undergraduate courses now, because the system is different at the graduate level. All right? The most common type of undergraduate course is called a lecture course. Got that? A lecture course. Now, basically, in a lecture course, the professor talks and the students sit and take notes. This is very important, taking notes, I mean, because most of the time the information in a lecture is not the same as the information in your books, and you can expect to have questions on your exams that are based on the lectures. So you see, it isn't enough to just read your textbooks, like it is in some countries. In the U.S. and Canada, the system is that you have to attend lectures. And during the lecture, you can't just sit there and listen. You have to take notes. Then, later, you use the notes to study for your exams. I hope that's clear. Now, as an undergraduate in almost any major, you'll probably spend 4 to 6 hours a week attending lectures. But that's 4 to 6 hours for each lecture course. Do you understand? And students normally take 3 or 4 lecture courses per semester, so figure it out. You're going to spend a lot of hours each week listening to lectures. And the last thing about lecture courses is that they're often held in very large rooms because undergraduate courses like Introduction to Psychology can have 200 or 300 students in them, especially at large universities. And so, well, what if you have a question or need help? There's no way that one professor can meet with 300 students, right? That's why each week all the students in a lecture course are divided into groups for a special kind of class called a discussion section, which meets for 2 or 3 hours a week, and it's smaller, maybe 20 or 30 students. Your discussion section is the place where you can ask questions about the lectures and the readings and go over homework. But this class isn't taught by your professors. At large universities, it's taught by graduate students called teaching assistants, or TAs. Let's see. So far, I've told you about lecture courses and discussion sections. The third kind of class I want to mention is especially important for science majors, and that's the lab class. Lab is short for laboratory. If your major is chemistry or physics or any other kind of science, you'll have to spend several hours a week in the lab. This is where you do your experiments. Let's move on now to the second major topic I mentioned, which is course requirements. As I told you, course requirements means the things you have to do in order to pass a course. First of all, nearly every class you take will have one or more tests or exams. Most university courses have at least 2 big exams, one in the middle of the course, called a midterm, and another big one at the end, called the final exam. You might also have smaller tests from time to time. A small test is called a quiz. Also, in many courses, you might also have to do something called a term paper or research paper. So let me tell you a little about that. A term paper is a large written report that has several steps. First, you choose a topic related to the course. Then you do research on this topic, either in a library or on the Internet. Do research means that you read and take notes on the topic. And finally, you use your notes to write a paper in your own words. A research paper can be anywhere from 5 pages to 25 pages long. Now, this is a good place for me to introduce you to something called plagiarism. And that's spelled P-L-A-G-I-A-R-I-S-M. Plagiarism is a kind of cheating, and it's a serious problem at American universities. Do you remember I just said that when you write a term paper, it has to be in your own words? That means you can't copy your paper or even small parts of your paper from another student or a book or the Internet. If you do, I mean if you copy, that's plagiarism. If you plagiarize and you get caught, the punishment can be very serious. You can fail the course or even get kicked out of the university. So, as I said, this is a very serious thing, and you need to be very careful about it. Okay, does anyone have questions at this point about types of university courses, about course requirements, or about plagiarism? No? Then let's stop here and take a break.
Now move to the next page.